The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. One of us is wrong here. The other is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Good morning, everyone. It is 7 a.m. on 710. KNUS made it to a Thursday morning, the 17th of September, 2020. 710, and it's hazy outside, and a lot of people, their eyes hurt and their throats hurt. Hazy and warmer. The fire smoke is still here. 87 high, 88 on Friday, Saturday 85 degrees, and Sunday 80. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station coming up. Stephen Tubbs at the bottom of the hour. His documentary film premieres tonight at 7. And then the one and only, the hitman, Joe Williams. In the meantime, please say good morning. I'm a huge fan. Ted Tremba's with us. Ted is a very responsible Democrat. He's a power broker in the party, and I just think he hung the moon. Thanks for doing this, man. Good morning, Ted. Welcome back.
Hello. Good morning, Peter. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Boy, I got so many questions. What do you think the decision-making process was yesterday on the governor announcing that, yesterday afternoon, in fact, that the state will now bring back high school football?
One, I think that there was an effort by some coaches that have been around for a long time, and saying, you know, we've really figured out a way to do social distancing in a way that makes sense, you know, protect the health of the players that are on the ground. And also think that the numbers were showing it was possible to do. And also, I mean, Jared's kids, the governor's kids, are very sports oriented. And so Jared sees it firsthand. And the value of having sports teams playing, you know, for these kids. So, you know, somebody like Coach Dave Logan, I think, starting breakthrough.
But it's interesting to me that I thought we had to do things because it was the right thing as opposed to the amount of pressure. I have a city example. Well, I'm going to come back to the governor, but after Mayor Hancock announces that he's going to have this, quote, I love the term, managed homeless campsite, then after 3 days he said, no, I was wrong, I'm reversing it. You and I actually talked at great length once on the show about how in the pandemic he closed all the weed stores and alcohol stores. We had prohibition in Denver for 2 hours. And I personally believe in the case of Polis, Hancock, and other stories, it's only political pressure, and they'll reject what they always use as science, and now all of a sudden it's going to be okay.
Well, you know, I can't sit here and say the political pressure doesn't play a role. And then you sometimes look at the science so that way you can justify what you're going to do. And just a side note on prohibition, there's a local grocery store. I also have a wine store. It's called Marzik's. They have these T-shirts that said, you know, I survived prohibition, you know, whatever the date was, yeah, the time, you know, the 2 hours, which is really funny. Yeah. It sold out really quickly. But, you know, this is politics. And whether we like it or not, there are always going to be interests that go in. And they, you know, try to present the evidence that, listen, maybe this is stuff that you were looking at. This is what we would really like you to do.
Well, that reversal.
So basically saying what you're proposing is the truth.
Yeah. I mean, the proposal, when CHASA votes, according to what I'm reading, 12-3 last night to allow football to begin. But this was the same CHASA. And you mentioned Coach Dave Logan. Dave had an interview with the CHASA guy on the air, and just, I mean, emulsified this guy. And they just systematically made a decision without speaking to people like Dave Logan. They just made the decision. And I don't know if that works through the governor or just simply their own entity. They do that. And well, I think the pressure was there, and 40 other states are playing high school football.
Well, you know, so they made a decision that was the other way a while back. I think that I think Jared was an advocate for getting the kids on the field. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. But I, you know, I will have to say this. This is a plug for Jared, and that is, you know, he doesn't particularly get set in a place, and then, you know, come by water, always defended. And we'll show some leadership in terms of saying, "Hey, listen, this is what I think you should do."
Ted, we have a problem. Let us call you back. We have a problem. You're getting garbled a little bit on the air, so let me change it around. I'm going to hang up, and Billy's going to call you. 710 KNUS. Good morning, everyone. High school football, and the Broncos are going to be allowed again. The Lord of the Rings, 6,000 people come in. Bandamir is sued and closed. Why? I'm going to ask that as a second too. Let me do this while we're getting Ted back up. In this time of uncertainty, now more than ever, you should convert your diamonds and gold, sterling silver, wedding bands, and Rolex watches into cash. Everybody needs dough right now. Instant cash on the holidays, instant cash on the spot. David Ellis has been buying precious metals, coins, and jewelry in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. He's there. There's no obligation. The free evaluation is private and confidential. Call David Ellis today. He's at 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North 6 days a week. The man is there, 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North, 6 days a week. David's there. The website's davidellisjewelry.com, davidellisjewelry.com. Call David. Speak to him on the phone if you wish. 303-322-8779, 303-322-8779. You'll be glad you did. 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North. We'll try it again. Ted Trimba's on the line with us, and we just had a garble, and it wasn't coming through clean. Why do you think, let me just bounce back, why do you think Michael Hancock reverses his decision?
I think some of it is that they get data that, you know, things are improving. So they go back and reconsider, you know, the decision. And also, you know, again, I'm not going to lie that there some political pressure is going to play into it.
Is there any hope for the Republican Party in Colorado for a statewide office?
You know, this election cycle and probably the next, no. But I do think, you know, it because of the leftward drift, a lot of what's happening with Democrats, and I think this election cycle is going to be a little bit of another wave. I think there's going to be such a pull left that, you know, if certain parts of Republican world get their act together, which it seems like that they have, because, you know, they won all those primaries, you know, up around, I think it was, you know, up over the kind of Fort Collins, that area, you know, some Republican seats. I think there's going to be real opportunities to get, if they get their act together and they get their base out to vote and realize that they need to vote for people that actually could beat a Democrat in a general election.
Will John Hickenlooper beat Cory Gardner?
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer than some folks, you know, want it to be. But, you know, John has been consistently ahead of Cory. You know, there have been all kinds of reports of the numbers moving around. And it consistently has been, you know, between 9 and 13 with some outlier polls or 5 or 6. But, you know, over time, Republicans are going to go home. You know, some of the unaffiliates that typically vote Republican are going to go home. So, you know, just like any race, I would expect this to get close.
One of the things that really is part now of, you know, any campaign is television ads. Compare and contrast the Cory ads and the Hickenlooper ads.
Well, I mean, Cory's ads are much more specific. You know, they have some specific hits. You know, it's clear, you know, that the ethics piece that was started by Dark Money was purely a political effort to go against John. I mean, the stuff they have against him is actually kind of a nothing burger. You know, it's like, woohoo, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. But it's smart in terms of how Cory's played it. It's very specific to John. You know, what John's doing, what, you know, the governor's been doing is going to what the best hits are, and the best hits are tying Trump to Cory. Mm-hmm. And then the precondition, you know, pre-existing conditions vote that Cory had, you know, the 9 votes. And they're just going to hit those over and over and over. And you may think that they're better arguments, but it's all poll-driven, for better or worse.
And there's a term called down ticket. Explain that, because the first names on the ballot are going to be for president. And then explain from there.
So then your next will be United States Senate. And then under that will be your state mm-hmm. Senate. Then under that will be state House. Those are considered down ballot, particularly even in the ballot measures, which the referred measures from the legislature will be first. and then the citizens initiate the measures will be after that. And so Colorado, though, is a state that historically has what's called, you know, split-ticket voting, which means they'll vote for a Democrat in one race and a Republican in another race, thinking that they want some kind of balance. However, I think this year, just because of the, you know, unfavorable ratings of Trump here, that to the extent that voters connect Trump with any of these Republicans, I think you're going to see more straight ticket voting, which means straight Democratic ticket voting.
And Colorado is known is a blue state.
Yeah, I would say purplish to blue. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't think this is necessarily going to be permanent. And the reason why, keep in mind that the largest segment of registered voters are unaffiliated. You know, it's not, you know, the Republicans being the most anymore, the Democrats being the most, it's the unaffiliated, which means that this could swing back and forth. It's just right now, about 60% of unaffiliated are breaking towards the Democrats, but that could change.
Our guest, the one and only Ted Tremba. People disagree with Ted, but he's bright, and I'm a huge fan of his and his work. You know, it's a voice you may want to reject the voice, but you got to listen to what he's saying. Nationally, does Donald Trump hold the second term, or does Joe Biden take him?
I still think it's 50-50, and I realize that right now the vice president's polling ahead of you know, Donald Trump in, you know, key battleground states and overall in the nation. Overall in the nation doesn't make a darn bit of difference. It's only those battleground states, you know, so we're talking places like Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Michigan, Florida, Nevada. And the key one to watch right now is Florida. If Trump loses Florida, then the race is over based on how we think some of these other states are going to play. And right now they're pretty much polling even in Florida. And what's an interesting number to look at is the percentage of the Hispanic vote that Hillary Clinton got, and then where Trump is polling in those numbers, which actually is roughly the same number. He's really polling a lot of those types of voters, which could be critical in a state like Florida. So I still put it, and I've been saying this for a long time, at 50-50. And I think how this could play out, though, which is going to cause chaos, is because of COVID and then all-mail ballot in so many new states, it could look like Donald Trump, President Trump, wins on election night before all the votes get counted. And in some places, all you have to do is have the ballot be postmarked election day. Mm-hmm. So it could be 2 or 3 days before Secretary of States get it. So it could, you know, we're talking about, you know, counts of 5, 7, even 10 days before we're really going to know. And you could have Joe Biden then winning, and people then are going to say, oh, it was rigged, it was rigged. So we need to be prepared for a rough November.
When you come on the show, and there's two people that, by the way, Peter Boyle's Morning Show, everyone, 710 KNUS, Ted Tremba's here. You and Brother Jeff, and it's interesting, the emails just blow up when you're on the show. I introduced you as a responsible Democrat. There's no such thing as a responsible Democrat. Tremba is a commie masquerading. I really thought you were smarter than this, Peter. Whatever the commie Tremba says is completely doesn't mean anything. It's amazing. And they go on and on. Why?
Right.
Why do you think you bring that up? And same with Jeff.
You have this. Because I have such a warm personality, Peter. Start with three things. One, I don't have horns. Two, I don't look good in red. So the commie thing just doesn't apply. But most importantly and seriously, what's troubling to me is, you know, the Pew Research Center, which is not biased, has done some research and found that about 65% of Democrats think Republicans are bad people, and 65% of Republicans think Democrats are bad people. You know, and that's a bad sign. I mean, we should be having more conversations like you and I do. Our politics are very different. But no matter who wins in November, they still have to be able to govern. And there has to be consent of the governed. And, you know, I have this old adage, it's harder to piss on somebody's leg you know than somebody's leg you don't. And I think we all need to take more time listening to people that don't agree with us.
Say that.
Listening goes a long way, not hearing, but listening.
One and only Ted Tremba, and he is a friend, and I'm a friend. I think he's tremendous, a very bright guy, and He's fought his way to the top. And when you come on the show, and Jeff, when Jeff comes on the show, and it's already predetermined that they're after you, and I think to myself, this is, yeah, it's a right of center radio show, but people, they just automatically reject. And I think you're right. I think that if Corey Gardner doesn't start to really get some hard hitting ads in, he's gonna lose it. And we had Dick Wadhams the other day, who's kind of your opposite. And Dick Wadhams said on the radio, and it was like, I got so many emails. Dick Wadhams said, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would lose. And, you know, Dick Wadhams is hardly a left of center Democrat. And he said, if it were held, and that's reality. Reality deals off the bottom of the deck. You may not like the cards, but there they are. And people get angry. I've often said this guy should do a radio show in town. I really believe it, because that voice is not here. What do you think people are? And by the way, I got something else too. I was going to ask, what are people going to do? What's the governor going to do when people are not going to be able to go eat outside?
This is going to be a tough one, you know, because as it gets colder and people are going to have to go inside, it's going to make it tougher on restaurants. I mean, it is, you know, hopefully, you know, our numbers will continue to go down. I mean, it's now been shown, and I know folks are going to really disagree with me on this, but, you know, the more people wear masks, the safer that we are, and the more likely that restaurants will be able to bring more people inside, because it's going to be tough. I mean, you're going to see a lot of heaters outside, that's for sure, and then people praying that climate change is true and we have a warm fall and a warm winter. And I know I just lit a fire by saying that.
But, no. Here, let me read you this. I have to agree with the other texters you've read about Ted Trimba. I can hear this kind of, there's a word, on CNN. I mean, the guy comes on the show about once every 10 days for 25 minutes, and you'd think he ran over your dog in the driveway. Is the line so tight right now, the line between the political line, is it that intense today?
Oh, I do think it's that intense today. And I think what's driving the intensity is, first of all, one, I think a lot of this started with the Tea Party movement and people just being ticked off, not trusting the establishment. This is not what, you know, my government should be. And they did that within the Republican Party. And then some political operatives, very smart, Dick Armey, former congressman, played off of that, which is totally understandable, and really threw some fuel on that fire and really brought the Republican Party more towards the right. And, you know, I said this back in 2014 and 2015, you know, we shouldn't sit here and laugh about what's happening within the Republican Party, because Democrats are going to get that. Because, you know, it's just because you're Republican or Democrat doesn't mean you can't be ticked off at the establishment and not trust government. And we saw that.
Yeah, no, I agree.
With the Bernie Sanders movement.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, do you believe, Ted's with us, do you believe that the party could not present, they could not present Bernie, so they switched it over to Joe Biden? And
it was a clear effort. It was a clear effort to make sure that Biden was a nominee.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, you know, a panic that if Bernie were the nominee, one, we'd have a much more difficult time winning the election, and then you would have the Democratic Party being painted out as one more the likes of Bernie Sanders, more the likes of Ocasio-Cortez, even though when you poll Democratic primary votes, they're actually a lot more conservative, very much further to the right than the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world and even the Bernies of the world.
This is how bad it's gotten. Ted needs to move that phone away from his mouth. you and Jeff. I mean, it's like you. I mean, it's like it's amazing. I mean, we have all kinds of guests on, people, and I think this is like this. I don't know if it's instrumental, but it's certainly telling. First, it starts out with what you're saying, and now how you're saying it. And I love this guy. You guys truly do. He's like one of the true greats that I've had an opportunity to be with. And you got to listen. It's what's the great line? He's telling you something. And there's a blindness, I think, in a certain part of the movement that just doesn't want to want to listen to the truth. I mean, I hope Cory Gardner wins, personally. But I think he's probably going to lose simply because, well, Hickenlooper's playing the game so well. I want God, we need Donald Trump to win, and I'm worried about the outcome. But when Ted comes on, you just pull him out, man. It says, here's one. This one I want to make you feel good. I'm a hardcore conservative. I love it when Ted is on. We need to hear both sides. And it's signed. The guy signs it. So maybe, what do you think this is? I mean, I really think it speaks volumes about what's taking place.
Yeah. I mean, following on what I was talking about in terms of Bernie and that movement within the Democratic Party, I think the thing we need to keep in mind and really truly believe, and this is going to sound Pollyannish, but we are a democratic republic. There's a true polity, and we have to have faith in our system. And if we think the system is broken, figure out how to fix it rather than burn the house down. Because if we're going to not accept election results, say the heck with everything, let's burn the house down, then you have to ask the question that begs it, then what?
Oh, you and I have had this conversation. If the train goes off the tracks, if it goes off the rails, then what?
Yeah, and so what are we going to do? We're going to have a dictator-like leader. It's frightening because then you're going to have those factions that are so wound up on both sides, and that's a tinderbox that fire could be lit. And the thing is, we don't know where that's going to go. I mean, I could say we could look at history, in Western Europe, and trend lines about populist movements and when populist movements move more towards violence in terms of what comes out of that, and it's not good.
Another one, Pete, the reactions, plural, to Trimba are nothing more than the expression that Democrats are cheaters, liars, frauds, and retrobates. You bring out the best in people,
Well, I have to tell you, just to kind of play on that a little bit, I can say I really don't like cats, if that means anything.
She thinks I love her cat, right? No,
I love my dog, but not a cat.
Well, you have two dogs. But the great line is about the country song about dating this girl and she thinks I like her cat. It's like, I let her get away with it. I don't know. I love it when you come on.
I tell you, when I was growing up on a farm, we had farm cats. And whenever we would, quote, accidentally run over one, I wasn't upset. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, the steel mill had cats. There was a reason, because they had rats. Cats are in the barns, and you grew up there, because there was stuff in there. They ate the stuff you wanted to store in the barn, right? Pretty simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't go anywhere. I don't know, man. Let's get him back tomorrow.
Well, it should drive up the rating. Go get people fired up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, no, it's, your appearances are great. And believe it, you guys. I mean, this guy is, we sit and we talk for hours. He's special. He's really, really smart. And hasn't been wrong. That's the frightening thing.
The other thing we need to be thinking about, and I know this is going to light people on fire too, is what team do we think Vice President Biden's going to have around him?
Ooh.
And what do we think that's going to look like? What is the role that Kamala Harris is going to play? Ooh. And for people like me in the Democratic Party, I feel comfortable, but I'm sure there are people, your listeners are, it's like even worse. It's like me times five with lots of horns. And what I would encourage people is, again, this is, we have to trust the system at a certain level. And if we don't know where that is going to end up. And I would contend that where, the possibilities of where that could end up is a lot worse than where we are today. We have to have faith in what our founding fathers set up.
All speaks the truth. Let's see what happens. I'll give you a call this afternoon. I'll send you these emails.
I tell you, I'm going to be in the air. I have to go to New York City to
get your instructions.
The planning meeting for everybody, the Trilateral Commission and all of that. I'm joking, but I need to make a trip out there.
I used to say that when people would say, "What's the first thing you do in the morning?" and I would say, "I call the international Zionist conspiracy that controls the media and ask them what I'm supposed to do today." And people would laugh, but every once I see a guy nodding his head.
You know, I'm involved in gay rights. You know, we have our agenda, and I've got to go through and check the boxes and make sure I've been doing my piece.
It's no different than the communist agenda. You and I both know that. All right. I love you, man. The best of us, and I'll talk to you this week. Thanks, Ted. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Love you, too.
You
anytime.
Too, man. Good anytime. Man. 303. Wow. He always brings it out, man. Him and brother Jeff, they just line up on them. Seasons are changing, and you don't need furnace safety checks. Well, yes, you do, and we're coming back to the family unit tomorrow. I got a mighty deal for you. Mighty Plumbing and Heating, this guy Kevin, and I've had him at the house, and here it is for $69. Billy Thorpe and I talked about it. So you get a furnace safety check for $69. They take care of all your plumbing and heating repairs and replacements with best equipment. So it was chilly this morning, and you know it's although still running in the 80s during the day, but down at night now it's now going down into the low 50s. That pretty soon that flips. Remember the first day you turn your furnace on, it was, and some smoke comes up the vent. That's because you didn't do what you should have done. Look, take the deal for $69. Kevin and the team come to the family unit. You call Mighty Plumbing and Heating; they'll book you right then and there, and text you and text a confirmation. And the guy that comes is the best guy in the world. There's no hassles, scheduling, and they come out and they wear masks and they use all the safest COVID practices. But they do background checks, and they're at my house, man. They're great. The best reliable service. But the $69 deal, I know it's here we are, the 17th of September, and it's going to be 87 degrees, 88 tomorrow. So what? This is the time you do it, because when the first time when you kick your furnace on, it's cold outside and the furnace doesn't work, and you're going to say, damn, I should have done that in September because now it's the end of October. Take them up on the deal, $69. They will come and they'll give you the total furnace look over. It's the safety check. It's nuts. 720-340-1950. Easy number, 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. Kevin's the best guy. Online, it's mightyph.com. Get the man done. Get the job done. Stefan, after this. Oh, man.
Peter Boyles.
710, KNUS. Good morning, everyone. That guy will pack the email. Thursday morning, the 17th morning of September. Jeff Hildebrand in studio with us this morning. 87 high, 88 Friday. Saturday, 85 degrees. The hitman, Joe Williams, coming up. A lot to cover, high school football and the pros and what's happened. The 7th annual MC1 Honor Run is Sunday, the 27th of September. He is my colleague. He's my friend. He's my pal. We send nasty text messages to each other every day. Ladies and gentlemen. You know, if people had, Stephen Tubbs, if people had any idea, and Hildebrand's in the studio this morning, read the news this morning. If people had any idea how we actually approach each other, Stephen, what do you think?
I'll tell you what, it would make for great satellite radio.
Yeah.
But nothing else on the on these airwaves. But man, today's the big day.
Yeah.
Today is the day. This time tomorrow, Pete, half the state will hate us even more. And you know what? I say bring it on. The world premiere tonight, 710knus.com of Denver and Decay. And you know, the light's going to be shined on some really ugly, dark spaces that a lot of people, including Senate hopeful John Hickenlooper, he's going to go at some point. All these people are going to at least hear about it. Whether or not they watch Denver in Decay is going to be a completely different thing. But I think Hickenlooper is probably going to wake up tomorrow morning going, why are so many people talking about Denver's road home?
Because
that's where we start, Pete.
I know where this is. Stephen Tubbs, of course, has done this remarkable doc. It shows tonight. But I go back, we just moments ago talked to Ted Trimble. I got like 98 emails about Ted. But it goes back to, why isn't Cory Gardner doing an ad about Hickenlooper, what you're going to do tonight? In other words,
right?
You and I have spoken about this. They have let this go. The road home that began by John Hickenlooper in 2005, now that's 12 years ago. And how much money we think, you know, no one knows.
15 years ago.
It was 15 years ago. Well, that's right. It was 2005.
Yeah.
And I can't do math. But the point of it is no one knows how many millions of dollars have been squandered and given as salaries to his friends and others. And we have this homeless problem is so bad. I don't know if you saw this where Hancock now reverses himself on the managed homeless camps.
Yeah, 5 points. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last night. But, you know, I was saying, Pete, the on the show last night that, you know, some people are going to say, oh, why are you talking about Denver's road home? Come on, man. That was 15 years ago. They had this idea of doing something. They were just trying to help, and the other cities were doing it as well. What I tried to convey to people last night, just on the homeless problem in Denver, that was 15 years ago, and it was front page news yesterday, this homeless problem. Denver's road home, what we expose, I think, will infuriate not only our listeners and people that are just going to go, wait a minute, how come all of this money was squandered? And I continually say, Pete, look, ask yourself this question right now as you start your Thursday. Is Denver's homeless problem in 2020 better or worse than it was in 2015 at the end of the 10-year period Denver's road home?
It's worse. And it will continue to get, because Michael Hancock picked up the banner and ran with it as well. When Hickenlooper flushes out, actually term limits himself, runs for governor, but that program, the road home, the late Bob Cote was alive, and Bob Cote, I'm telling you, should have been around Bob then. He said the clarion call will go out across this country. But they were knocking off something called the Philadelphia Plan. And in Philly, because the primer, because I'm geeked on this, is housing first. No, it should be sobriety first, but housing first. Well, in Philly,
know who's excellent in this, Pete, is our friend Paul Scudo.
Oh, yeah, sure. He lived
25% of the contributions. I mean, this would not be done without our listeners and the support, because we have to pay people. But we decided, as part of our film company, Mountain Time Media, we got to give back. And we didn't have to look, you know, more than it took us 2 seconds to go, let's give 25% of the contributions to this film. Let's give it to Step. And so Paul Scudo is in it. And he, of course, he was on the streets himself for 2 years.
I lived it. Yeah.
You know what a great job he does, and what a terrific guy he is. And so that's all the homeless problem. Yeah, and then of course, over the last 90 days of what's been allowed here in this city.
But I come back to this. Stephen Tubbs is with us. His film premieres tonight. The two most powerful people in Denver right now are Councilwoman Sita Baca and Tay Anderson. Both of them are incredibly entrenched in this your right to a house and the rest of the nonsense. And that's really that goes back to the Hickenlooper plan. And, I mean, the countless – Dennis Gallagher was the auditor then, and he audited that whole program.
Cite that.
Yeah, and it's just – it's a joke. I mean, Hickenlooper, like he says, he's not sure he wants to be the senator. Hickenlooper comes out and said, no one thought I was going to be able to do that. Or you guys took that seriously. I'm going – yeah, I mean, people who gave – remember the parking meters and giving money to the parking meters? And I think the parking meters –
Pete, we've got it all, brother.
You have it there? Okay. I can't wait. I mean
– oh, yeah.
And it's
yeah, I'm really excited for you to see it. I know we're going to kind of do a film review tomorrow. But, you know, you mentioned Sita Baca. You mentioned Tay Anderson. Does anybody within the sound of my voice have any kind of question as to who suddenly wouldn't return emails, phone calls, text messages? You will not be surprised at who would not take part in this. I mean, the mayor on Mandy's show, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, I mean, a guy I've known for 15 years, I don't expect him to send me a Christmas card every year. But, you know, he attacked my credibility and my integrity by doing this. And he'd not even seen the 2-minute trailer.
But they were accusing us of
politicizing it, whatever.
But they must do it. It's called preemptive striking.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see who actually reviews the film, who actually gives the film attention. And as the Irish say, you will know them by their limping. You'll know these people. Curse. That's the curse. You know, may God cripple them. We will know them then by their limping. And so you watch. I mean, I think this will have an enormous impact. Cory Gardner's team should pick this up and run with this.
Pete, you know what? They should do something on it next week. I mean, like, that's how quick they should do it.
Of course.
I don't know why. I couldn't agree with you more on, you know, you can have You can have Corey sitting at a bar drinking a beer.
That's
you
horrible.
Can have him washing a car.
Oh, great.
But my God, get to the actual issues. To your point, get to the Bilderbergs. Get to this Denver's road home. There were hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer and private funding and private donations to over the past 15 years end homelessness.
No, it's a creative
look
problem.
Where we are and no. Look at the violence that was allowed this summer.
Sure.
These people need to be held accountable, and that's what we try to do. Believe it or not, in a bipartisan way, it is not our fault that they would not agree to take part.
No, but it's we talked about the press, the media, the coverage. Stefan is with us, 710 KNUS, tonight at 7 o'clock. The doc drops, and we'll have Stefan on tomorrow. I'll get a chance to see it. Everybody will watch it. I guarantee it's going to show on the website. But John Hickenlooper has been able to dance away, always was able to dance away. The only time he ever gets in trouble is when he does something. It isn't what the Cory Gardner does to attack him, because those ads, like the first ad that came out, everybody in Cory's ad's a white guy. That was terrific. Then,
yeah,
Corey, then,
I mean, yeah, yeah
that worked.
You're totally right.
And then,
it's Hickenlooper that's tripping up on himself,
not
the other way around.
We talked with Wadhams yesterday. He's screwing himself. It isn't like Corey, the next one, Corey having a beer at the bar. And then why would you talk about washing a Maserati? I mean, but why was he riding in the Maserati? Not that he rode in it, but why was he riding? Where was he going? Who was he talking to? But I think the biggest one you can really nail him with, because across the state, whether it's Pueblo or whether it's the Springs, it's all this homeless nonsense. And
yeah,
and
you know what, Pete? I got to tell you, I know there are going to be people that absolutely think I'm lying through my teeth, but I'm telling you the truth. My goal in putting this together was not to take down anyone, not to take anybody down. What it is, you make your own, not you know, you personally, but friends, if you watch this documentary film, Denver in Decay, tonight at 7 on our website only. You're going to, I anticipate that people that watch it will be intelligent and they will be able to form their own opinion.
Wow.
It was not a goal of taking anybody down. It's presenting you this evidence and presenting you these facts. And then you can decide whether or not maybe you feel at the end of it, Pete. Maybe somebody will feel that, you know what, they did the best they could.
Well, you watch.
But I don't think that's the conclusion.
We'll see, because I think the fallout, everything I know about what you've done, the hard work you've done, let's see who, they used to always say, let's run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. Let's see what happens, because my best guess is everything that power will do will be to either to discredit it or to, and that
100%.
Way, that way you know. You know, I've told you this before, you're not known by your friends, you're known by your enemies. And you already got the first round from Hancock. But Hancock, when he becomes the next mayor, he just runs with the Hickenlooper program. Hickenlooper, and this is again back to Cory Gardner, back to the Republican Party, ain't it high time somebody comes to the dance? So here's one for you. I'm going to ask you this, and this dawned on me because I was motorcycling and out eating outside last night. When will people not be able to eat outside? What will happen to the governor then? Because remember you can go eat outside. What are they going to do when it gets cold?
Mm-hmm.
How many more restaurants are going to fold?
Oh, yeah. And again, this look, all you got to do is take what these people have given you when it comes to their public comments. John Hickenlooper has done X, Y, and Z. Jared Polis had said, of course, for the damage and the vandalism and the lost business and scared residents of Denver, you know, the governor has said, I don't follow Denver politics. The governor has said, you can power wash spray paint.
Right.
I mean, you know, enough is enough. And I know you got to go, but I just want to say to our listeners, thank you for, you know, for believing in this project. Pete, we did this. Seattle is dying, which we, of course, saw with our own eyes. And we, you know, that film documentary was incredible. Seattle is dying took 3 years to put together. Yeah. We did this documentary film in less than 60 days. And I'm standing by it. I'm proud of it. And I know that by 8 o'clock tonight, we're going to be coming under attack. And I would just say those that have contributed and those that support it, you know, when the heat is turned up, because it will be by this time tomorrow, you know, just stand with us, because we did not make any of this up.
You'll be back with us tomorrow after everybody gets a chance to look at this, and Steph will be back on the radio show tomorrow. On the air this afternoon at 3 to 7, he is doing an amazing job. I mentioned this earlier this morning when you came over from Campgrounds of America, and you came in and you were like this little nice little newsboy, and now you've grown teeth, you got hair, you know, you come on, Peter, let's go get these guys. And I'm going, damn, man, the boy became a talk show host. So
hey, listen, you're my mentor, and you know, you told me what it would be like, and I absolutely I've learned from you. And you know what? The biggest thing that you've given me is the confidence to be okay with. Look, when you ask questions and you've got people that used to be your buddy and, you know, give you fist bumps, look, now when they're starting to back away from you, it's that old adage,
you're doing something right.
Taking flack, you may be over the target.
What happened to me, it's happened to me many times. Guys leave the room and I'd walk in. Hey, I'm up for it. Love you. I'll talk to you. I'll see
you. All about the truth. Love you, brother.
Thank you. All right. Twin Aspen Dental Center is open. You need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful. By the way, the hitman Joe Williams is coming up. You need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings. Dr. Brian Richter is your go-to guy. He's my dentist, our family dentist. Trust him. This is the payoff. Be confident in your smile. Become a new patient today, and you get free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. Twin Aspen Dental Center, a full-service dental clinic that takes care of the smallest cavities to total dental makeovers. I'd like you to experience the same quality of care my family has experienced over the years. Twin Aspen Dental Center, pandemic or not, keeping people safe, the community safe, is their top priority. I know people are sick right now, but your teeth hurt, and you need this, you need that, you need the other thing. He's there. By the way, I love this. Free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. 303-841-7466. Find them on the web, twinaspendentalcenter.com. 303-841-7466. Call them today.
Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Good morning, everyone. On a Thursday morning, the 17th of September, 2020. 87 the high today, 88 tomorrow. Coming up, the hitman, Joe Williams. Amy's with us, Alpine, looking at the numbers. What do we got? Good morning.
Morning, Pete. We are looking at pullback on Wall Street again this morning. The Dow is currently down 330 points. Been down over 300 since the opening bell 20 minutes ago. The NASDAQ also negative 200, and the S&P is off by 45. So earlier this week, we talked about expectations. This is, you know, Wall Street was expecting another weekly job loss improvement, if you will. So 860,000 unemployment claims last week. Again, a week-over-week loss, and yet Wall Street was expecting a different type of number. So we're seeing a little bit of a pullback based on that. The other news, of course, Chairman Powell, Federal Reserve, spoke yesterday and stated that interest rates will stay near rock bottom through 2023 potentially. So right now, I think investors are just evaluating this data, and that brings up our point of what type of news is important to evaluate and what isn't. I think the knee-jerk reaction when you begin to see market fluctuations that are more pronounced like this, you know, several hundred points a day on the Dow, things like that, can be really dangerous. And so as opposed to kind of an overreaction, you know, we often talk about fear and greed, you know, someone that can keep you within the guardrails, answer your questions on what type of news and what type of data is really critical to evaluate when making account changes is where we really, really help our clients. So anyway, if anyone has questions, Pete, give us a call, Alpine Planning Group. I think people know what we do. We're here to help, and we're standing by.
Do wealth management for you guys, 303-843-0918, 843-0918. Remember, investing is a matter of trust. They will earn yours. Amy's there. Brian's there. 303-843-0918. We'll do it again tomorrow, Amy. Thank you.
You got it, Pete.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Okay, lines are wide open. We've been jammed up lines out all morning. If you want to come on the show now, we got about 6 minutes. 303-696-1971 on the other side. The one and only, the hitman, Joe Williams, legendary radio talk show host. So much to talk about. Now they understand we're going to play high school football after all of that, plus their response on the ratings drops to the pro teams. What does it all mean? Joe's the best, and we'll talk about it. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, in this moment of clarity, Chassa's board of directors meets and votes 12 to 3. Oh, we're going to play football after they said no. And this is part of Jared Polis, and we talked about it. I disagree with what Ted said. But these people have painted themselves into this PC pandemic crap corner, and now they don't know what to do. But the showstopper is the Bandemirs. I know it's happened and it's dead and gone, but lawsuits continue. High school football. Oh, yeah, come on, let's play some football. Broncos, when they have that bizarre press conference, we'll talk to Joe about it, with Brittany Bolin and the governor. We're going to look at, we have given you over 6,000 of your Bronco faithful, got the Wonka ticket, right? And they get to go see the game. John Bandemir's still closed. They forced him to close. Why? Jared Polis picks who wins and loses. Randy Corcoran said that forever. Which business loses? And again, what are they going to do? But this is bad leadership. It's indecisiveness. And the other one, too, and it dawned on me, I was motorcycling yesterday afternoon, and we're sitting outside, and I said, what's going to happen when it's too cold to sit outside? How many more restaurants are going to gas? What is it that Polis will do? We come back with the one and only, the legendary, the hitman, Joe Williams, next on 710 KNUS.